This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Hey, welcome back to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 on this Tuesday, the 14th of April, week 4 of lockdown. We've got another great guest to talk to you a little bit later in this segment of the show. We're going to be hearing from the lovely Beth Rossiter of Mirage Designs. We're going to be talking about space at home during lockdown, designing office, home offices and such like. One of the things I've been thinking about is I think things are never going to be the same after lockdown. I think so many things are going to change. And I'm trying to look at some of the things that will change. And off the top of my head, in terms of things that affect me, interestingly, for many, many years in the recruitment business, we've been trying to introduce video interviewing, and it's never really taken off. I expect it to go big time after this. Everybody's so used to doing things by video now with Zoom and Skype and BlueJeans and Slack and everything else. We've had a complete culture change, and I really do think that video interviewing will take off big time. I also think that, especially with big corporates, one of the big things is I'm just about to write a blog about this because I've been doing quite a bit of research on the whole marketplace, and the demand to work from home has been huge, but corporates have on the whole resisted it as much as they can because they believed that it wasn't possible to work effectively from home, and they thought the productivity would be low and da 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 da. That's been blown out of the water completely, and now almost all of us have got the technology to work from home in some form or another. We've all proved we can work from home because we've been doing it for 4 weeks. So I think there will be a massive upsurge in working from home. And for those of us in small businesses that have offices, one of the things that's caught us out is being locked into office leases. So again, I think flexible space will become a thing. So I've asked Beth from Mirage Designs to join us on the show this afternoon to talk a little bit about home offices and space at this moment in time while we've kind of locked down, and thinking about space for home offices in your home or garden room or wherever you're going to put your office. So we're going to be talking about that later in the show. If you've got any thoughts or feelings on that, or if you're an experienced home worker and you want to give us some of your insights, then tweet me at VanillaWeb, use the hashtag BBunker, and we'll take a look at that. I have seen a tweet from Fruitworks who are saying, although we're locked down and you're not likely to want to come in yet, they're recommending that now you kind of book your space. So you don't have to part with any money, but it's worth joining up because when lockdown's finished, there's going to be a mad rush for the space. So if you need to book a desk or a small office unit in central Canterbury, then you can email hello@fruitworks.co and kind of pre-book your space for when lockdown's ended, because there's going to be a rush. So don't get left out with nowhere to work from when we get back. Do check that out. Meanwhile, life goes on, kind of, and the government are still pumping out regulations. Some of them are good, some of them, you know, a bit of a pain, but, you know, that's the way with regulations, isn't it? There's a lot of changes coming from April, this April, the 2020. There's a lot of changes in the world of work coming and in employment law. Starting with which, of course, as of the 1st of April, you might not have noticed this because you've been locked in at home, but the national minimum wage rates have all changed as of the 1st of April, so 2 weeks ago. Now the national living wage rate is £8.72 for 25-year-olds. It's £8.20 for 21 to 24-year-olds, £6.45 for 18 to 20-year-olds, and £4.55 for those aged under 18. For apprentices under 19, it's £4.15, and for apprentices aged 19 and over, it's £4.15, but only in their first year of apprenticeship, and then it goes up to the national rates. There's also changes to contracts of employment. There's several changes to the right to receive a written statement of main terms and conditions of employment, and they apply from the 6th of April 2020 in respect of new recruits. Not that many people are recruiting right now. From that date, existing employees may request an amended statement to incorporate the changes, though. Employers currently have 2 months to provide a contract to a new employee. From April 2020, the grace period will be removed. So if you hired anyone from the 6th of April this month onwards, you now have to provide them with a written statement of terms and conditions no later than the commencement date of the employment. So there's no grace period. You have to give them the written statement of terms and conditions straight away, basically. In addition, more details will have to be included in the written statement of terms and conditions. So the duration of and conditions attached to any probationary period. All paid leave entitlements, including, for example, maternity and paternity leave entitlement. All benefits the employee receives, not just pay, but including contributions in cash or benefits in kind, i.e. vouchers, lunch, company cars, all that kind of stuff. An employee's training entitlement, including whether any training is mandatory and or must be paid for by the worker. The days of the week the employee is required to work on and whether normal working hours are variable or not. If they are variable, information must be included on how they vary or what determines the variation. Some of that, just as a comment on that, you see, what they're trying to do, it's the problem with regulations. They write regulations to suit some people, and it just makes a mess of things for other people. You know, I have people that have very flexible working conditions, so trying to determine what their variations are is not really very easy, because there aren't any. But there you go. From the 6th of April, employers will have to use a reference period of 52 weeks for holiday pay instead of the current 12 weeks when calculating holiday pay for staff whose pay varies, and that includes zero-hour workers. This calculation method will result in a payment which balances out any peaks and troughs of working hours throughout the year. And there's also, of course, the proposed IR35 stupidity has been reformed for the private sector, but it's been now postponed until April 2021. But if you've been caught by IR35 already, you are still caught by it. It's not been scrapped, it's just been moved back. But if you're already caught by it, you're caught by it and you have to deal with it. And the Parental Bereavement Leave and Pay Act has come into force on the 6th of April. This legislation creates a new right to 2 weeks bereavement leave and pay for employees whose child dies below the age of 18 or whose child is stillborn. So you get 2 weeks paid bereavement leave. There's some of the changes in employment law that came into effect on the 6th of April 2020. You can find out about those by going to the FSB website or by going to the government website to find out more. Let's see what we got coming in on the Twitter. We've still got things coming in. Ollie has also tweeted a link to his GoFundMe page. Oh, Blimey, sorry, please follow us so that we can DM you. Why do you want to DM me? Okay. And I've got a tweet from Lisa Settle that says, "Hi, Vanilla Web. Huge thanks for keeping us all connected and updated during lockdown. Thinking about the fundraising events that have been cancelled, can we suggest donating the entrance fee to the charity anyway? We normally support Colour Run and Wander with Wisdom, so have donated." What a good idea. Yeah. Anything, any event that's been cancelled that you would have paid for, why not donate the money to the charity involved or things like Ollie's GoFundMe. Absolutely fantastic. I think we're going to play a bit of tunage and then get our next guest on the phone. Does that sound like a plan? Here we go.
7A.
What number is this, Chip?
7A.
Okay, not me. Don't get excited, man. It's because I'm short, I know.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Me as a white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need? Cheer.
This is Channel 2.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk in association with bizradio.co.uk. Hopefully on the phone now I've got the lovely Beth Rossiter. Hello, Beth.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. It's lovely to hear your dulcet tones.
And yours.
Thank you so much for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show. I'll tell you what, why don't we kick off? Why don't you tell the listener a little bit about you and your business?
Yeah. Well, thank you for inviting me, first of all. Our company, we've got two companies, actually. The first company is Mirage Designs.
Mm-hmm.
We've been established now for just over 15 years, helping people, obviously, refurbishing, redesigning their properties, as well as show home designing, relocation. So everything to do with property.
Mm-hmm. Just there, if anybody wants to see some of Beth's work, if you look at my Facebook page, my header photograph is the kitchen that Beth designed for me.
Absolutely. So that was quite a few years ago now.
It was, yeah. It was about 5 years ago now. Isn't it? Yeah.
Still going strong.
Yeah. Well, it probably needs a coat of paint now, but
that's okay. But timeless designs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Time. So, obviously designing, is exactly what we do, but also helping people to reorganise their properties,
mm-hmm.
Decluttering and just making the best of everything that they've got at home.
Yeah.
The second business, which was derived from Mirage, which was set up about 6 months ago now, is Grapevine Network Group Limited, which is predominantly for property-related businesses, right from the decorator to architects to solicitors, anybody that's associated with property. We meet once a month. You come along and obviously introduce your own business, but also we're here to help, support and give business advice. So we have guest speakers, including yourself, I believe, a few months ago.
Absolutely. I did come along and it was a really interesting evening that I spent. I met people that I wouldn't normally meet in the course of my networking, because obviously I don't normally operate in the property market, so it was interesting for me.
It's good. So Grapevine is predominantly property, but over the course of this year, depending on obviously what's happening with COVID-19, we will be expanding into other sectors, so health and wellness, that's the mental health as well as the physical, and again having luncheon meetings as well as evening meetings. evening meetings as well. So all good, all positive.
Mm. No, absolutely. Now, what I want to talk to you about, Beth, is we've all been forced to stay at home.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, lots of us are now home workers that didn't used to be. And, of course, people live in very different circumstances. I'm lucky because I actually worked at home before the lockdown and I have a dedicated office in my house. In fact, I have two. Get me.
Lucky you.
Yeah, but I'm really lucky, as you say. and other people that are used to working from home have things like home offices and garden offices and garden rooms and stuff like that. But, of course, a lot of people don't normally work from home and don't have a huge amount of space necessarily. Also, you know, we've all been thrown together. I was talking about this with some other people earlier. We've all been thrown together in close proximity. You know, you've got kids, family, all jammed together, can't go out anywhere. If you don't have a big garden or the weather's not very nice anyway, it's not easy to get out. So I want to start exploring how we can create areas in a house for people in lockdown and then move on to thinking about home offices in general. How do you feel about that?
I think as a home worker myself, I've raised my twins who are now 16, and I remember back to the days where I'd have a call coming in from a client and I'd have to run to the bathroom and close the door and be, please be quiet, I've got a call coming in. So I'm well versed with totally understanding the frustrations and the limitations that come from working from home, but also the fantastic side of working from home, you know, the freedom that comes from working from home. You can structure your own day, you know, create your own space. Like you say, sometimes it's very difficult for people to do that. But there are companies out there that will help and support you with small spaces, you know, allocating even just a corner of a room with particularly sort of desks that can actually fold away. So by day you can be working, by night you can actually be having it as, you know, your own sort of family space again.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, there is a lot of companies, even before obviously the lockdown, were actually looking to helping people to structure themselves working from home. So it's exciting times going forward because I think it will open up doors to those who haven't worked from home before. You know, I've had people sort of contacting me, and in fact I've got a couple at the moment who are semi-retired. They're both working in a beautiful Grade 1 listed property out of an office space. The interesting thing that comes from that is one is very OCD and one is very much a hoarder. That's part of my challenge.
That could be fun.
But this is the fantastic thing about it. You know, they've come to me and said, we need your help. You know, we've got, you know, and I've got the pictures of the office, and we are working together to work with the husband who's the hoarder, with the wife who's the more sort of tidy person. So it's about making that space work for both of them.
Yep.
At that time. So, yeah, so huge amount of help out there, obviously including Mirage.
It's interesting, isn't it? I've been doing some research into this area, and I'll explain why in a moment. And I've come across some interesting things, primarily in the United States, if I'm really honest, because home working in the US has been a thing much longer than here.
Absolutely.
And it's a much bigger business. In America, they call it SOHO, which is small office, home office. And I came across some design websites that had some fantastic designs for hanging desks and standing desks and temporary desks in odd spaces. So like desks that fit in a bay window and things like that. Obviously, they're all custom built rather than, you know, bought from IKEA or whatever. But even so, it makes a difference, doesn't it? How?
Absolutely.
You know, so sometimes you can look at a house, especially in the UK, we tend to live in fairly small houses because we're kind of a bit pushed for space, especially if we live in an urban setting. So, you know, if you're in a three-bedroom terraced house or a three-bedroom semi, you're not going to have an awful lot of space to have a dedicated office area, are you?
No, and I think that's where the beauty of Mirage Design comes in, because we often come in as an outsider looking into the space, as opposed to people being in the space looking out, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because they've lived in it, they've breathed it, they, you know, they've got their children and the dogs and everything else, whereas we will come in as an impartial advisor to look at that space effectively. And it might be an area that might need decluttering and reorganising first, before you will even consider the opportunity of being able to create the space that you're looking for. But, you know, there is areas that, you know, you've got the garage space potentially, you've got obviously garden, home garden space
that you can shed.
Recreate. The shed that can actually be acoustically, you know, it doesn't have to be £25,000 that you're spending, particularly.
Yeah.
You know, you can do things. And part of my training is through Anne Maurice, the original house doctor off the telly.
Right.
And part of her role was to help to create the best looking property at the minimum amount of money.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's part of what my role will be going forward with Mirage, you know, is to help and support people online, which is, obviously carrying on working as we speak, supporting people. All they need to do is send me photographs of the space and the measurements, and then I can start working creatively with them remotely to be able to obviously support them while we're working through this particular dilemma.
Yeah, absolutely. It's true, isn't it? As you say, it's having that fresh pair of eyes. Because if you live in a space and you've lived there for quite some time, you're kind of used to where everything is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you go, well, that's there. I can't see any space. And you go, well, why have you got that there? Well, because it's always been there. I like it there. Yeah, but you haven't put it there with the end in mind for what you need now. If you see what I mean.
So, totally.
Yeah. So, you know, we tend to fill available space anyway, don't we? As the years go by, we, even if we're not hoarders, we accumulate stuff, you know, and we put it somewhere and we move a vase here and we put a table there. But you don't always know why you got it there. It's just been there for so long that it's kind of almost invisible. But if you come in with a set of fresh eyes, you could go, well, you could better utilise that space by taking that out and, you know, putting a desk there or whatever.
You'd be surprised at the amount of people that over the years I've been into properties and I have asked that exact question, you know, why is that sideboard there? And they said, because that's where the delivery driver dropped it 15 years ago and we haven't ever moved it.
Yeah.
You know, so it's examples like that where you actually, you know what, this would be a very good place for you to actually remove that, and obviously we can create the space. So there is always opportunities. It's a question of, you know, say finding it. But I mean, obviously the home office design is crucial to being effective with how you are going to work from home.
Yep.
You know, and it should feel cozy and you should feel at peace in there, but also you know, it's about being invigorated, energized, you know, to get the best amount from your working day.
Yeah.
So there's a lot more to working than from home than being in pajamas sitting in front of a screen. It's about creating the whole ambience.
Yeah, absolutely. Talking about ambience, one of the funniest things I've seen just recently is the amount of radio presenters and TV presenters that have been forced to do it from home and are sitting there with a duvet on their heads to try and recreate some kind of acoustic fidelity in the rooms that they're in.
You should see where I'm sitting right now, Paul.
Are you doing the same? Have you got your duvet over your head?
The acoustic. I thought my neighbour was actually starting to mow their lawn about an hour ago. So I've actually tried to create the acoustics. It's working well, I hope.
Yeah, it is, actually. I was going to say to you, we've got a really good line there. But it's true, you know, I mean, that the reason that people do it is it deadens the outside acoustics. It deadens the echoes and it throws the noise from outside. You don't, you know, if you need it permanently, you don't have to have a room with a duvet hanging over your head. There are there are acoustic things that you can put in a room that work.
Yeah.
That are dead cheap, actually. They're cheaper than duvets, that's for sure.
much better looking as well.
Yeah. But
one of the biggest things when I work with clients, and particularly with this particular design we're working on at the moment, is, you know, we will go through like a shopping list, and we'll say, right, how are we going to arrange the lighting in the room? So at the moment they've got some very old-fashioned spotlights that are sort of hanging down, not really doing too much.
Right.
So one of my key questions is, how do you work in this space? You know, and the ladies, we've got two beautiful windows overlooking our garden. It's a beautiful detached property. We'd really like to be able to keep that you know, wherever the desk will sit, we want this space. And I said, well, you know, have you considered a mirror so you're bouncing the light from one side of the room to another? Oh, you know, I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah.
But lighting coming down, lighting coming up, so real ambient lighting as well to create a different thing. That's really, really key when setting up a home office.
Yeah. I'm laughing. I don't know why I'm laughing. I think I'm laughing, otherwise I'd cry. I haven't actually got any electrics downstairs in my house.
Oh.
My lights all fused the week before lockdown.
Oh, dear.
In my house. And an emergency electrician came out, and he went, a part of the house flooded, which is where, and he said, I can't do anything until that's dried out, so you'll have to go without for a few days. And, of course, they then locked us down, so he won't come back. So I haven't had any electricity for 4 weeks downstairs. I've got no lights at all. So once it gets...
By candlelight.
Yeah, so once it gets... when I'm working in my office, and I quite often work till quite late in my office, so basically what I've got is an extension cable from upstairs running all the way downstairs and then plugged in my computers in it like that. But, of course, the lights don't work, so I've just got one table lamp that I appropriated from somewhere else. So the lighting and ambience in my office is pretty appalling at the moment. But
you have to rely on the sunshine.
Yeah, exactly.
Allow the sunshine in. And I think that's really important as well, to where your office desk will be positioned within that space, because you don't want shadows. You don't want, you know, obviously not being able to see the screen.
Hmm.
So, you know, people just think, oh, I'll just set up, it's really easy. And actually, when you start looking at the overall setup, there's a lot to it. You know, in terms of desk height, you know, make sure you spend a lot of money on your chair, because you'll be sat in there a lot if you're working, you know, at the moment from home.
Yep.
So you do need to make sure that you invest in a good chair to make sure that your posture is sitting well.
Absolutely. Sorry, I've got a coughing fit now. Absolutely. Funny enough, when I was doing my research on American websites, I found a piece of furniture that wasn't extortionately expensive. It was a desk with an electric control panel where you could alter the height of the desk,
mm-hmm.
and it could become a coffee table.
I've used those before.
A sit-at desk or a standing desk.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was really clever, because you could use that for lots of different things.
Yeah, I mean, having something multifunctional, like you said, not everybody has got the size of property to be able to have a home office in the garden or, you know, particular space. So, you know, there's lots of products in terms of, you know, quite a few years ago, I remember when I very first started 15 years ago, you used to have the whole home office where you would close it away at night time.
Yeah.
So, like, similar to the old TVs where you would put it away in the evening and then open it up to sort of during the day. So there's those options. You know, obviously storage solutions is really, really important because you don't want the clutter. You know, if you haven't read the book and you don't think you're going to reread it, then remove it.
Yep.
So you've got more space. You know, you don't need 50 pens in a holder on your desk. You know, why do we need 50 pens? So there's little things like that, but they do really help with the mental health side of things, as well as you know, the actual physical being able to sort of work. And like we touched on, the acoustics are so important. There's nothing worse than halfway through, you know, a conversation, you're just about to make that appointment, or, you know, suddenly the dog starts barking, or, the postman knocks or something. We've all been there, haven't we?
Yeah, absolutely,
But at the same time, it's just if you can create that calm space, you'll be able to work much more efficiently.
Absolutely, yeah. No, absolutely. One of the other things I saw was... talking about ergonomically designed chairs, because it is important. I saw a chair which had a desk built into it, so the whole office was a chair, basically, which I thought was quite clever. You know, the you sit in the chair, you get yourself comfortable, and then it's got two things that swing round. So one of them holds your computer, and the other one, you know, you can put drinks or writing pad or whatever else you want on it. But you can move it backwards and forwards without emptying it. So if you need to get up to go to the loo or something, all you have to do is swing it out. You don't have to take everything off and put it down. Really clever idea.
Yes, you've got everything to hand.
Yeah, I mean, it was $600 or something, which was quite a lot of money, but it was, you know, you can pay that just for an ergonomic chair on its own. So
if it's an investment that will mean that you're going to be working effectively and not actually having backache by the next day, then it's going to be an investment well worth. I mean, idealhomes.co.uk is fantastic for ideas.
Right.
So they're, at the moment, obviously, as well, they're pushing through ideas with regards to, obviously, the coronavirus and helping people at home. So not just with offices, but also with the whole, you know, obviously keeping everything clean and the whole space. So idlehome.co.uk is obviously a really good site to go to in terms of that. But I think we touched on it a little while back, is with particularly in your space that we created, was that making sure that you are future-proofing your technology.
Yeah, yeah.
So again, if you're working from home, making sure that you have got all the web, you know, and the speed coming in, the internet speed, technology to make you work from home effectively.
Yep. No, absolutely. And there are various ways of getting around some of the blockages. I mean, still out here in rural areas of the country, broadband isn't always that brilliant. There are ways around that. I've had a tweet. I had a tweet from Tracy Ferguson. She said, "I've gone into the cellar for my office space in my tiny Victorian house. It's lovely and cool in the summer, and quite cosy in the winter."
So there you go. There's every area. I think that's the thing. You know, office spaces can be set up wherever. It's just making sure that, you know, you can play around with how lighting, you know, in terms of the colours that you use on the walls is so key.
Yeah.
You know, they look at Blue Note sort of grey colour schemes that are really good for offices. If you want a sort of a splash on the wall in terms of an accent wall colour, your sort of deep blues or misty blues are really good. Sort of a forest green, so you're sort of bringing the outside in. Are all really good colours for sort of creativity as well, and bring in something that's personal. Make it yours. Make it something that you're going to want to sit at, because often if you're in a working space in an office, it's so sterile that you have to be there often opposite someone else or someone next to you. This is fantastic opportunity to be able to make your office space really personal to you, so that you know, you feel comfortable there and you want to spend a few hours a day sitting.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, my take on all of this is that once the lockdown is over and things start to return to normality, I expect to see a big upsurge in working from home, because a lot of people have experienced it now, found that it is doable. I don't believe that people hanker to work from home 5 days a week, unless they have to. But I think people would like a couple of days a week of working from home, you know, saving commuting, saving the cost, saving the planet to some extent by not driving around. And I think home offices are going to become a big thing in over the next few years.
I totally agree.
You know, as more and more of us do spend some of our time working from home, so the design and layout of space is going to become critically important. Having the right kind of technology in your house is going to become critically important. And the type of technology that kind of suits the type of work you're doing and fits what you're doing, You know, I'm terrible. I've got three 27-inch iMacs. I don't need three 27-inch iMacs, but I do, because I just have them spread out all over the place. They take out far too much room. It's about thinking about the effective use of space, isn't it?
I mean, like an architect, for example, will need a drawing desk. You know, they will need that extra space. So but I think as with, obviously, as you know, 15 years ago, I set up from home. You know, many businesses, you often hear people say, you know, where did you set up? Well, set up from home. So, you know, new businesses that are becoming into the fore will start from home. So, you know, it's even more important that if you're going to do it, you get it right. And I think it's really key for your personal life to be able to compartmentalise your working day from your personal. I've got lots of friends have been contacting me and saying, oh, it's a nightmare, there's conference calls going on and I can't do this and I can't do that. So it's really important, I think, for anyone now, particularly through the coronavirus, is to look at their working hours for the whole family and be respectful that there is a established office hour set, and then there is a closure at the end of the day. Before, you know, obviously they continue, but it's not going to be conducive to the whole family.
Yeah. I want to tell you something. I was going to tell you a funny story earlier. I want to tell you something. I don't know if you've been using Zoom and doing Zoom webinars and stuff during the lockdown. But I was on a Zoom webinar with two or three people, and one of them had to leave. They went out of the room. So I took a screenshot of their room and set it as my backdrop.
Oh, okay.
And they kept looking at it and kept looking at it. And then eventually they went, your room's very similar to mine. That's because it is yours.
Well, funny you say that. I literally had somebody before coming on the show contact and say that their backdrop, their Zoom backdrop, as it's being called, is so boring. Mm. You know, this doesn't reflect my personality. Beth, please, can you help? So, you know, there's lots of places you can go, but Pinterest is www.pinterest.com is brilliant and ideas if you want to actually sort of create a different. But for instantaneous backdrops, go to wallart-direct.co.uk, yeah. And you can actually download different stickers that you can just have set. And some people have, I don't know, a rainbow scene, obviously, with what's going on, but also you can have, you know, a waterfall scene or yeah. anything
yeah.
that you can just be looking at, and you can go off into the woods with it, you know. So there's so many things that you can actually just have as a temporary
yeah.
setup.
Yeah.
To make your office feel more inspirational.
I know a couple of graphic designers that will design you a backdrop using your logo as well, you know, and things like that. So you're absolutely right, you know, just break it up a bit. I don't know if you do. I catch myself in all these Zoom things you're doing, especially when people have got bookshelves behind in them, trying to read what their books are. You know, really? That's a dodgy book. Yeah.
Or actually change it up, be in different rooms.
Right.
Rather than being in the same space, you know, yeah. put something, you know, obviously just a plant or just something comical, even a teddy from your house or something
yeah.
from the children's room, just something that it's not just a magnolia wall that's very sort of boring, which doesn't just necessarily depict who you are.
Right.
So that's really important as well.
Yeah. Look, Beth, it's a pleasure as always to talk to you. Thank you so much for that. Give us a shout out for your website and your Facebook groups and all the rest of it so that people can find you.
Yes, so it's www.miragedesigns.co.uk. We've got Grapevine networking.co.uk, is our networking group, so please go on to and have a look at that. We're also on Facebook and Twitter and on LinkedIn, both for Mirage and for Grapevine. And as I say, you've got Pinterest if you need advice, you've got Wall Art Direct as well, and please go on to Ideal Home, which is great for inspiration and ideas as well.
Fantastic. Beth, thank you so much for that. It's a pleasure to talk to you as always. Do stay safe, and we'll talk to you again soon, huh?
Yeah, thank you very much for the invite, and yeah, take care of yourself.
All right, Beth. Thanks very much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Tim. Bye-bye. Bye.
Beth Rossiter there of Mirage Design, talking about creating space in your house and creating space for your home office and some of the things you can do. I've had a tweet from the lovely Sally Laker. And she says, Vanillaware, but listening to the Business Bunker from sunny Whitstable, sending you all the best wishes from the Lakers. Please shout out for Umbrella Cafe in Whitstable, who are doing an amazing job helping to feed families and people in need during a difficult lockdown time. So thank you, Sally. Thank you for mentioning that. Indeed, a huge shout out to the lovely folks at Umbrella Cafe in Whitstable. Thank you so much for helping people. We really do appreciate it. And thank you for bringing that to our attention as well, Sally. I think it's one of the big things that we need to start remembering when this is over and life starts to return to normal. All those businesses, all those organisations, all those people that actually helped other people locally. I'm a big fan of doing things locally. I'm a huge fan of community. And I think one of the things that has got us through and is getting us through where we are is the strong sense of community we have here in Kent, both the business and the community in general. So do please keep helping each other. It is really important. And on that note, I want to bring you something which is not a local thing, but it's actually a national thing. But a friend of mine is part of the team that has developed this. And they say, we're connecting frontline workers affected by COVID-19 with free mental health and emotional well-being support. It's an organisation called frontline19.com. The entire project was created in lightning speed by a small team of therapists and psychologists in response to direct reports of trauma experienced by doctors and nurses on the front line. The service is live and it's free. It's rapidly matching volunteer therapists and counsellors with frontline COVID-19 workers, but we need your help. We are processing daily requests from frontline workers in need of emotional and psychological support. And we have counsellors, psychologists and trauma specialists on standby, generously offering their expertise for no charge. We have around 1,200 therapists now in our database and growing numbers of distressed calls from doctors and nurses. We've been featured in The Independent and The Sunday Times and are in partnership with HelpForce and NHS practitioners. We are working entirely free and are happy to continue to do so, but we do have running costs. So we're asking for small donations to help fund those running costs, and you can do that by going to their GoFundMe page, which is gofundme.com/frontline19, frontline 19. That's gofundme.com/frontline19. Do check it out. It's an incredibly worthwhile thing. They've got so many people they're trying to help, literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. So they do need quite a lot of money to keep that whole thing running. So do donate a few pounds to that. If you possibly could, please, it would make a huge difference to a lot of people on the front line who are struggling with their mental health issues whilst dealing with this particularly nasty place that we're in at the moment. I've had a lovely tweet from Tracy Ferguson. Really great advice from Beth about establishing, agreeing working routines for the family. Helps to prevent upsets when people are trying to share confined spaces. You're absolutely right. There's a COVID-19 business support hotline, and it's being run by the Kent and Medway Growth Hub, and it's open Monday to Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. And you can call it by ringing 03333 602 300. That's 03333 602 300. Or you can email business@kentandmedwaygrowthhub.org.uk, or you can go to their website, kentandmedwaygrowthhub.org.uk. Check that out. All the business support that you need are being run by the Kent and Medway Growth Hub. I think that's part of Kent and Victor Chamber. There's also the Romney Marsh Community Support Hub. There's hundreds of calls coming through the hub, lots of requests for community meals, home carer advice, lots of volunteer applications being processed, lots of people being helped. If you need any assistance and you live on the Romney Marsh area, you can call 01797 208590, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday. We're here to help. Let me give you that phone number again for the Romney Marsh Community Support Hub. It's 01797 208590. Do check that out if you live on the marsh and you need help, support, advice or anything else associated with the lockdown. There's a little bit of good news. From the 6th of April, millions of workers, including the self-employed, will pay less tax, thanks to a rise in the national insurance threshold for the 2020-21 tax year. While the coronavirus pandemic continues to impact businesses and the wider economy, a series of tax deferments have been announced to help people through the difficult times. However, if you're self-employed, you'll need to fill in a tax assessment tax return each year and pay your tax bill either in one go or by 31st of January or using payment on account. Both employed workers and self-employed workers who pay Class 4 contributions will now be able to earn up to £9,500 in the coming year, which has gone up from £8,632 before they have to pay national insurance. So that's a small rise, reduction in your national insurance pay in the coming tax year 2020-21. Not to be sniffed at. All these things help a little. HMRC are providing free webinars to give information on support for businesses affected by COVID-19. You can register to be part of a live webinar. You can watch previously recorded webinars. And there's an on-screen text box where you can ask your questions. And the way to access this is to go to www.gov.uk/guidance-help-and-support. That's gov.uk/guidance-help-and-support. All the past webinars are on there. All the upcoming live webinars are listed there. And there's a text box on screen which you can input your questions and get them answered. Great resource if you need it. Do try it out. Do have a look. Do keep your tweets coming for the last... Oh, I've got another one. For the last few minutes of the show. What have we got here? I think I'm missing some of them. Sorry if I've missed your tweet. I've got quite a few coming in now. Ollie has been on to say thank you for having him on the show. No, thank you, Ollie. Brilliant stuff. Keep on keeping doing what you're doing. We'll put out the links for your GoFundMe. Results in Wellness are folks that have a product to help with back pain. I've been talking a couple of times about back pain today. I've got some back pain. I'm sure a lot of the rest of you are suffering back and neck pain through bad posture or whatever, being cooped up at home. Give RIW World a follow on Twitter because they can help. So do check that out. Results in Wellness, RIW World. Do check them out on Twitter. I think I've caught up with everything. If I've missed you, I apologise. There's just so many coming in. I think I've read most of them. But if not, try sending it again or send me a wake-up message or something. Let's see what else I've got. Oh, there's some new insolvency laws, and sadly, I'm afraid that we are going to see quite a few insolvent businesses when this is finished. But there are some new insolvency laws to help beleaguered business businesses and companies that are struggling with the coronavirus outbreak. And they're going to be given a greater protection from bankruptcy under emergency changes to the insolvency laws, which have been unveiled by the government at the weekend. Under the plans, the UK insolvency framework will add new restructuring tools, which will include a moratorium for companies, giving them breathing space from creditors enforcing their debts for a period of time whilst they seek a rescue or a restructure. Protection of their supplies to enable them to continue trading during the moratorium, and a new restructuring plan binding creditors to that plan. The proposals will include key safeguards for creditors and suppliers to ensure that they are paid while a solution is being sought. The government will also temporarily suspend the wrongful trading provisions to give company directors greater confidence to use their best endeavours to continue to trade during this pandemic emergency. I'll explain this in a minute. Without the threat of personal liability, should the company ultimately fall into insolvency. One of the problems is that if you continue to trade knowing that your company is insolvent, that is currently illegal. So one of the problems with the lockdown is that companies would just go insolvent. So what the government are proposing is that they will ease those restrictions so that you can try and trade your way out of it, even though you know that you might not be able to make it. In the past, that's not been legal. Now they've eased some of those restrictions to give you a chance of doing something, and that's quite right too. The existing laws for fraudulent trading and the threat of director disqualification will continue to act as an effective deterrent against any misconduct. You can find out more and read all of the new regulations by going to www.gov.uk/government-news-regulations. That's gov.uk, government news regulations. Do check that out. Let's see what else we've got here. Some advice on handling the kids at home and encouraging creativity. You can encourage creativity by asking questions. Creativity is all about questioning. How can I? Why should I? What would happen if? How can I make this? Or how can I change this? It's about making sure that children are always being asked those questions. Don't chuck stuff away. Keep a bag with all the egg boxes, toilet roll holder, you know, the cobble bits in the middle. Keep, you know, bits of wool, whatever. They're going to be a mine of incredible craft-making materials. And just for what it's worth, there's lots of things now on YouTube and on the internet on how to make your own masks, you know, face masks. So maybe worth looking at that as well. Set them some challenges. What kind of musical instruments can you make from what's in the bags, or, you know, saucepans, or, you know, boxes? Giving them time. The beauty is that parents are in control of the time for once. So you can give your child 2 hours to get on with a wonderful creative task. Something that they wouldn't have if they were at school. There are lots of online resources, sharing resources like Twinkle, BBC Bite Size. I understand that Google has just released a Teaching from Home series as well. I can't remember what it's called. You can Google it. But Google have put thousands and thousands of resources onto the net for free to use to help with homeschooling and keeping kids amused whilst locked up indoors. And of course, there are entrepreneurs like Joe Wicks doing kids exercise classes, artists and designers all sharing resources. So check it all out. As we've just talked with Beth, be creative with your space. Think about the space in your house. What can change? What room could be theirs? What space is not utilized? What can you get rid of to make them a work area for their equipment? These are easy things you can do, as we just discussed with Beth. And think outside the paint box. Creativity is not just about arts and crafts. It's also about doing stuff in the kitchen, making things, cooking things. What kind of lunch can they make? You know, it's about measuring and weighing and all those kind of things. So do think about that. Think about how you're going to entertain your kids, get them to be creative, how to use the time more effectively, and how to learn to do some things that they wouldn't necessarily have done if they weren't locked up at home. So I'm just checking that I've covered as much as I can from the tweets that have been sent in. Oh, I got another tweet from the lovely Gemma Fairclough Haynes of Orchard Employment Law. We are extending our charity discount to all key worker businesses needing employment law or HR advice, which is fantastic because lots of people do at the moment. Lots of people need lots of advice because despite the pandemic that's going on, employment laws are still in force, and so you still have to handle your employees within the law. So do check this out, orchardemploymentlaw.co.uk. You can find advice there, and you can get a charity discount if you're in a key worker business. So I think that brings us to the end of the show. Thank you so much for joining me for 2 hours in the Business Bunker. Thank you to my guest, Ollie Dillon, who's 3D printing PPE masks. Please support his GoFundMe. A huge thank you to Beth Rossiter of Mirage Designs, talking about utilising our space and our home office effectively. We'll be back next Tuesday with another Business Bunker show. Please stay safe, everybody. Look after each other. And remember, it's all about the community. We'll be back next week with another Business Bunker show. Thanks a lot. This is